welcome to the Classical Tulsa Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Heilman. My guests today are the father and son duo of Ryan and Ryan, a Tulsa-based piano duo that's known for their energetic performances of classics, jazz, and more. The duo consists of the distinguished pianist Donald Ryan, who recently retired as professor of piano at Oral Roberts University, and his son Baron Ryan, who's released two piano albums of his own. The duo released their first album, Face to Face, in 2011, and they've just released their second. On this podcast, we'll get to know more about this exciting duo and hear about their brand new album, Keeping the Clouds Away, which is available now from their website, ryanandryanmusic.com. Donald and Baron, thank you for joining us today.
You are welcome.
Happy
pleasure
to be
being here.
Well, we'll hear some tracks from your latest album here a little bit later in the program, but first I'd like to introduce our listeners to you. Now, the good thing about a father and son piano duo is I don't have to ask how you met. But how did you start playing together as a duo? How did that happen?
You want to take this one?
Sure. Well, we first started playing together when I was, when I was four, I started taking piano lessons from Dad, and I don't remember this specifically, but I'm sure there were some duets in the books. And then once I started playing house concerts at our own home, then he started playing. He had no choice in the matter. I said, Dad, it was a tradition to end all my shows with Glenn Miller's In the Mood. And if Dad were there, then he would play the piano part and I would play drums. But we only started doing it more seriously in high school. I actually played drums first with Dad and his combo. And then at my high school, we got a new Steinway piano and they asked us to do the dedicatory concert. So that was our first taste of playing the piano together. And then people seemed to like it so much that we thought, oh, we should consider this at some point. And so after I graduated from University of Oklahoma with a piano performance degree is when we started doing it officially. So it's been in stages, but it's been happening in some manner for a long time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of pianists, I think, start out by taking lessons from their fathers. But when you look back in history, you don't see a lot of them playing professional duos together. I was actually thinking about what would the duo of Wolfgang Mozart and his father have been explosive, to say the least. So what is it like to perform so frequently as father and son?
Well, it's pretty gratifying, I would say. For one thing, we have a similar musical temperament. And I guess I've inculcated him with my music tastes also. So he, in a lot of cases, can read my mind and knows where I'm going, if we're improvising and why, and our tastes just happen to be similar. If they aren't, then we negotiate a compromise.
Mm-hmm. And non-musically, our temperaments are compatible as well. Mm. We don't butt heads a lot. We're both relatively easygoing, so.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about your musical taste because your repertoire is very wide-ranging. How would you describe your repertoire?
Eclectic. I guess that's the best. Eclectic and maybe Catholic in that is just, if I understand it and I can improvise in the genre, I'm attracted to it. Basically, it's that. Whether it's even classical or jazz or pop, that is what has determined my tastes.
So are there pieces that you, how do you expand your repertoire, I guess I should say? How do pieces come into your repertoire? Are you searching for things? Do you bring them in and one person brings one thing in? Or how does that work?
Sometimes it's driven by a performance that we have coming up where, like if we're playing in a church, for instance, then we think, oh, okay, we don't have enough Christmas arrangement. We played a Christmas concert. Was that last year or the year before? I think it was last year.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We've played Christmas concerts the past couple of years, and so that's an impetus to arrange something for ourselves. Or we might hear something that we like a lot. Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Suite. I heard that, and I thought, Dad, we've got to play this. Mm-hmm. And Dad already played Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue as a soloist, and so I could learn the orchestra part. But really, our musical choices, it has something to do with what we have to play, but just as much, if not more, to do with what we would enjoy spending hours practicing and then performing for at least a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to that Mio samba that we just heard, your previous album included a suite of selections from Dave Grusin's score to the 1993 film The Firm.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into that score? Where does that come from?
It's a rather curious amusing story in that it was one of those, I remember, Sony offerings. You get 10 CDs for 99 cents or something like that. And that was one of the offerings, and I liked Dave Grusin from other things. And when I listened to that, I was blown away by the soundtrack because it was all of the production music was piano, just piano, some overdubbed at times and sometimes electronically filtered and enhanced. But it was just piano, and I thought it was just a killer soundtrack. And I wanted to do some of that, as I figured it would be two piano. And Baron heard it enough and liked it enough, he started playing one of the solos from it, the Memphis Stomp. And so as soon as we decided that we would make a go of a two piano career, I started looking at the music, and some of it I had to, there was a book out with it for solo piano, and I had to rearrange it for two pianos to get everything that was on the recording. And that's how it came to be in our repertoire.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that from your last album. Here is a selection of music from The Firm, performed by Ryan and Ryan. Donald and Baron, you have a new album out this month. It's your first duo album since 2011. And I think I speak for a lot of my listeners when I ask, what took you so long?
You get out performing and you're practicing for the performance. And then you look back and think, oh, it's been too long. It's been 6 years or so since we did that last one. Because we honestly did not have the next one in mind when we recorded the first one. So we, you know, put our heads together and decided on repertoire and came up with this particular set with the two Gershwin songs that he himself arranged for piano roll, and then the Scott Joplin, which... You know, Baron, we've done those in concert. Baron just plays the ink, so to speak, plays what's on the page with a few little enhancements, and I improvise around him.
Well, so the title of this album is Kicking the Clouds Away, and it comes from one of those George Gershwin tracks that you mentioned from the piano rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this song. I was listening to it. It's a little different from what you expect from a George Gershwin song, maybe.
Yes. Do you want to say anything about that, Mary?
No, you go ahead.
All right. It is from a piano roll that Gershwin himself made. And it was made available for the page by, I guess, George Literist. Got it to Finale, and Artis Woodhouse then got it to the page. And so it's very 1920s, 30s pop sounding. Nothing deep, but very just sweet, infectious, and
bouncy.
Not so much a music. Yes, let's call it that. Yes.
How did you decide to make that your title track?
It's a great title. That's the first consideration, is what sounds cool as a title. And but I think secondarily in planning, but primarily in meaning, perhaps, is that the music that we play is generally happy music to listen to. We certainly are happy when we're playing it, or at least performing it, not necessarily recording it, because that's a whole different level of pressure. But we, that's something that we are, as our hallmark, is that we have a great time on stage. And so Kicking the Clouds Away is a good representation of us as a duo. And it's a fun title.
Well, here's Gershwin's Kicking the Clouds Away, the title track from the newest album from Ryan and Ryan. That piece, I'm struck by that piece and how much more of a ragtime feel it has than later Gershwin songs. And ragtime and Scott Joplin in particular have featured in your live shows, I think, since the beginning, haven't they? How did you both come to the music of Scott Joplin?
Well, I guess I'll answer for myself and then Dad can answer for himself. He's been playing Joplin for... How long has it been? Well, you go ahead then. Because I got into it because you were playing it.
Ever since the movie The Sting came out, and people just wanted me to learn, wanted to hear The Sting, which really was the entertainer. But so that was middle 70s. And I bought an anthology of his music and learned three things. And then because of an organization called Ragtime for Tulsa Foundation, I kept increasing my repertoire and participated for several years in the International Scott Joplin Festival in Sedalia. So that is how I became somewhat steeped in Scott Joplin's music. Now, you mentioned Gershwin's song Ragtime. Gershwin was a rag player, and his first published work, the name escapes me, but it was a rag. I'll think of it in a while.
Well, let's talk about the rags that are on this album. This is an interesting selection of pieces. Tell us a little bit about the Scott Joplin selections you have.
Yes, there are four of them. We start out with the Easy Winners, and then Ragtime Dance, Solace, and then the Entertainer. All but Ragtime Dance we've played for 8 years. We've played together for 8 years. Maybe seven. No. For a while.
Yes.
And those were the tunes that Dad suggested that I learn for us to play together. I can't remember exactly why he suggested those in particular, but whenever we would play them live, we'd always get a very strong response to them. Ragtime is not something that you hear a lot anymore, but it's a pretty universally enjoyable music, it seems to be. It has been for us. And so we were tired of people asking, oh, where can I hear you play the Entertainer? Like, I just heard it. And saying, well, we don't have that together, but Dad has that on his own Ragtime album. So,
well, most of these rags were written for solo piano, and you're playing them as a piano duo. And so I think this is a great opportunity before we hear some of them. How do you approach arranging these pieces in particular for two pianos?
I guess that's my doing. But I will first say Rialto Ripples. That was Gershwin's first his first published work. What we did is that on these Joplin arrangements, Baron played it, as I said before. He played it straight from the book, or, you know, a few enhancements here and there. And I just fill in whatever cracks there are left, enhancing with some complementary melodic lines or harmonic inner voices, or punching or punctuating some empty spots, or even sometimes he's playing just to give it more punch, playing a certain chord with him. But that's it. It's off the cuff, off the top of the head.
So you're, in a sense, improvising around these melodies as they unfold in
exactly.
real time. Exactly. So does that make you the straight man, then?
It does.
Baron, is that?
Yes. Yes. And we've done that for a while. Sometimes I think, oh, I should be adventurous, and we should switch roles. Maybe we will. I'm getting better at improvising all the time, so
Yeah. Maybe
we will.
We're talking to the father and son piano duo of Donald and Baron Ryan today, and we're hearing tracks from their newest album. I'm your host, Jason Heilman. Donald and Baron, the music of George Gershwin has featured prominently in your live shows over the years, and your last album had a show-stopping two-piano arrangement of Rhapsody in Blue. So I'm pleased to say that the new one continues that tradition with a suite of themes from Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess. I'd just like to ask you, what is it about Gershwin's music that makes it so irresistible to you as pianists?
Well, I think it plays to our strengths, which is that we're both classically oriented pianists and classically trained and with technique to be able to handle classical material. But we also have a strong American rhythmic sensibility. And so music that combines those two influences, really, we feel that we can play that especially well. And so we choose music like Gershwin and some of the other tunes on the album, like, and Ragtime and other things that really allow us to speak with a unique voice, if you will.
Yes, I agree with that. Plus, it's a great crowd favorite.
Tell us a little bit about this newest Gershwin recording, the Porgy and Bess Fantasy. What is it? Where does it come from?
Well, the arranger is Percy Grainger, and he was no mean pianist himself. And I guess I discovered this actually doing Ben Baron was probably in single digits. I played it with Ron Pearson, organist at choir master at First Presbyterian here in Tulsa, and was just knocked out by how pianistic it was. How difficult it was. And when Baron and I were looking at more material in the vein, so to speak, of the first album, I mentioned it to him and had a copy of the score, and he liked it. And it's just a superb transcription. Well, Granger calls it a fantasy. It's not literal in everything, but it is powerfully good.
So it's not like the suite of the themes. It's more sort of put together or sort of flows into each other a little bit.
Yes, I guess he arranged it by themes and keys, how well they fit together. Like, for instance, Summertime, which comes at the beginning of the opera, pretty close to the beginning, does not in this one. Mm. But it all fits together very, very well.
So what can people listen for in this Porgy and Bess suite?
well, right at the beginning, I think is one of the most arresting beginnings, openings of any music I've ever heard. Once you get past some opening chords that set the mood, there is a series of 16th note, just fast things, just very unusual jazz licks that I think are even more advanced than, harmonically advanced than what was happening generally at the time Gershwin wrote it. Mm. It seemed like about another 10 to 15 years more advanced, and it is amazing to me how arresting, is how captivating it is.
And then from there you get your famous Porgy and Bess theme.
Yes, right? And from right there he goes, and which is, I mean, that opening is in the opera itself. Mm-hmm. Then he goes right into My Man's Gone Now, and which is, it just sets the tone for the remainder of the recording with the musicianship, the musicality, and the abutment of tension and relaxation.
All right, well, here is Percy Grainger's Fantasy on Themes from Porgy and Bess, performed by Ryan and Ryan from their latest album. Well, Donald and Byrne, we've just scratched the surface of this fantastic duo piano disc. What else can listeners look forward to on it?
We have another ragtime tune by Scott Joplin, which we haven't heard. It's called Ragtime Dance, which was actually new for this album. And we also, as opposed to the other tunes in which at least one of us is playing the sheet music, on Sophisticated Lady, which is by Duke Ellington, we both are improvising, and we had a structure in mind of who would play what, but it was up to each one of us in the moment to determine what notes were actually going to be played.
Well, it's available now. How can our listeners get a copy?
They can go to ryanandryanmusic.com and click the shop link at the top. And by this point, it should be available on iTunes and Spotify as well, although we did have a snafu with that, but the easiest way is to go to our website and find the links there.
Okay.
So once again, ryanandryanmusic.com.
Well, what do Ryan and Ryan have coming up this year, and what do each of you have coming up next?
Well, unfortunately, you asked us when we just finished a flurry of activity that we did the CD release concert at the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame, and we did the Norman Jazz in June festival.
Playing outside on two grand pianos, which was a new experience. Much more fun than I anticipated.
Yeah. Yes. The summer, we prepare for next season, and I guess we should start planning our next recording.
Our next season really begins... Our performances, we have a slew of them in the spring, so we don't have anything as a duo. I am, as a soloist, when I was on this program the first time was right before I played with the Tulsa Symphony, and I'm playing with the Bartlesville Symphony in October on the 13th, this time playing the entire concerto by Kapustin, of which I played only one movement with the Tulsa Symphony in May.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's what I'm working on.
All right. Well, Donald and Byrne, thank you both for joining us today.
You are welcome. It's a pleasure being here with you, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Donald Ryan and Baron Ryan, members of the father and son piano duo Ryan and Ryan. To order either of their CDs or to find out more about their upcoming performances, you can visit their website, www.ryanandryanmusic.com. That's our Classical Tulsa podcast for today. Look for more interviews with local musicians in the future. In the meantime, be sure to tune in to Classical Tulsa every Friday at noon on Classical 88.7 KWTU and streaming on publicradiotulsa.org. I'm Jason Heilman. Thanks for listening.